Great Start Parent Coalition of Kent County has received a pretty big donation. It's great to enjoy the moment, stop and smell the roses for the with these 150,000 diapers in our community, but the job doesn't stop there. We talk to you on behalf of this opportunity, Jessica Turk, parent liaison with GSPS. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
Appreciate you being here and, reminding us that some kids are getting some new diapers probably as we speak.
Yes. So last Tuesday, we received a large donation on behalf of Huggies, the National Diaper Bank, and Meijer. They donated 150,104 diapers.
Don't forget those 154 little bottoms, right?
Yeah. So we will be distributing those to 30 pantries here in Kent County, which we started doing yesterday. And then I have 4 more pantries coming out today and 3 more tomorrow. So we're working hard to get those out to families that need them. Diaper need is a huge epidemic here in Kent County. 1 in 4 babies are born into poverty here in Kent County. And there's no safety net for diapers. So WIC, food stamps, those types of programs don't cover the cost of diapers, and it's something that is often overlooked.
Yes, because I guess as I mentioned, yes, those 150,000 154 will be appropriate for now. But what happens 3 months from now?
Exactly,
and that's your goal, is to get the word out that there is a need. Let me do some 101s, and then obviously back to action items. First of all, tell me about the role of your Great Start Parent Coalition of Kent County.
So we are a group of parents that help bring awareness to the community and help bring trainings, needs, and help families gain access to resources that they might need here in Kent County. We are funded through the Great Start Collaborative and the Office of Great Start of Michigan. So we do a lot of the parent work here in the community. We also give the parent voice to other organizations. We sit on work groups, other boards, and just really help bring that grassroots view, that customer perspective to a lot of the work that's being done here in the community.
And yes, you did mention 1 in 4 kids live in poverty and safety net programs. And WIC and food stamps don't cover the cost of diapers.
They do not. So they are for food only, and diapers are such a big need, and a lot of people don't realize it. Disposable diapers are the most convenient way to go for families. A lot of people don't realize that our families that live in poverty often don't have access to clean laundry. So they can't wash cloth diapers. Laundromats here in our community don't allow the washing of cloth diapers. And childcare centers and preschools don't allow cloth diapers as well.
So your worst case scenario is that soiled diaper far too long, which exposes those babies to health risks. What, diaper dermatitis, urinary tract infections? You don't want that starting at that early life.
Right. And with those health risks, it also can delay their development. It can cause toxic stress. And not only does it put stress on the child, but it also puts stress on their caregivers, which puts them at an increased risk of child abuse and neglect.
Major snowballing effect. So back to this partnership with Huggies, Meijer, and the National Diaper Bank Network. How did this, come along? Yes, so, and I understand, to get this donation so much at the start of 2019 is amazing.
It is. So we work very well with Meijer. They help us out a great deal. They have been generous to us for many, many years. And they partnered with the National Diaper Bank Network and hosted an in-store event to raise awareness around diaper need. Mm-hmm. And when they were asked what pantry they would like to see the diapers go to, they had mentioned our name, the Great Start Parent Coalition, and the work that we do here in Kent County. And with Meijer being a local company, they really wanted the donation to be local. So we got the call from Huggies and the National Diaper Bank Network saying that Meijer would like to see the donation go to us, and then we're just sharing the wealth with distributing it to the 30 pantries that we help here in the community.
I think that may be a surprise to many to know that there are 30 pantries and organizations, yes.
And there's more than 30. Those are just the 30 larger ones and emergency-based ones that we help. So we actually just signed on a number 31 last week. So another pantry that reached out to us expressing that they needed help with this in their community. So we reach all corners of Kent County, all the way up in Cedar Springs to Lowell, Kentwood, even Byron Center, Wyoming. The need is great, but the majority of our pantries are here in Grand Rapids.
Yes. Jessica Turk with us again on behalf of Great Start Parent Coalition of Kent County, receiving a donation of 150,154 diapers for the community thanks to these partnerships, and yet the conversation needs to continue. So distribution is happening. How long will these diapers last? When will you be back to asking again for the community's help?
We're always asking for the community's help. So a little history. Our diaper drive started as a 12-week initiative just to help one of the local pantries. And when we realized the need was so great, we realized it needed to be a year-long initiative. And our pantries only give out about 12 to 24 diapers per child per month, which is not a lot. It's basically a 3 to 4 day supply of diapers. And we figured to continue helping our pantries even just do that, we would need to collect 500,000 diapers a year. So, and we've been collecting on average about 100,000 diapers a year. So in 2018, we collected just over 115,000. So this 150,000 donation at the beginning of 2019 is amazing and is really going to help us get to that goal. But our goal is to host monthly diaper drives by various organizations, various companies within the community. Right now, Art of the Table is hosting one for the month of January for us. And then we have other organizations that host annual drives. Our Great Start Collaborative hosts a drive for the month of May. Apple Tree Child Care Center, all their locations in Kent County host an annual drive every July, and they've been doing that for 7 years now. So we have a lot of amazing partners, but we can always use more.
And a diaper drive is basically where do I purchase my diapers and I drop them off somewhere, right?
Correct. Yep. And companies can host their own diaper drives. Individuals can host their own diaper drives. We've had people do diaper parties for us, where they have a group of girlfriends or just a group of friends come out and have, you know, hors d'oeuvres or whatever the case might be, and bring a pack of diapers and celebrate anything. And if they need help from us or ideas from us or even like materials such as posters or donation boxes, they can reach out to us and we will provide those to them. So they can visit our website at diaperdrivekent.org and reach out to us via email through there, or our contact phone number is on there as well.
What a great project, as many are still hoping to keep those resolutions at the forefront, that I want to help out this community. Well, here's a great way to do it. All right, Jessica, first of all, congratulations for making this happen.
Thank you.
On behalf of the Great Start Parent Coalition of Kent County, we know the job's not done. You're not out of work, but this is a nice partnership. One more time, best way to carry on the communication?
So they can contact us via our website at diaperdrivekent.org, or they can call us directly, and the phone number is also listed on the website.
Thanks.